Way News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the US. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a US military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launch drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric says that the Secretary General is urging Tehran to uphold the terms of the 2015 nuclear agreement titled the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
He encourages the Islamic Republic of Iran to continue implementing all its nuclear-related commitments under the JCPOA, as the participants continue to seek ways to overcome the considerable challenges the country faces.
Asked if he had any message for Iran, President Trump said no, but then added,
No message to Iran. They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire.
Reports from Sudan say at least 11 people were killed in the latest mass protest demanding a transition to civilian rule in the country. Police fired tear gas as tens of thousands of people took to the streets on Sunday in the capital Khartoum and other areas in the first such demonstration since a June deadly crackdown on protesters there. More demonstrations were reported on Monday. In Washington, the United States condemned the violence used against the civilians. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of heavily armed men Monday carried out a powerful vehicle bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul, killing at least one person and wounding dozens of others. Officials said the ensuing clashes lasted about 9 hours before Afghan security forces killed all of them. The Taliban quickly claimed responsibility for plotting the suicide raid, which came as the Taliban and the United States are engaged in a fresh round of talks in Qatar aimed at finding a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. The United Nations said it was appalled by the attack claimed by the Taliban in a civilian populated area of Kabul. Congressional Democrats tour Texas border facilities as news emerges about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and sexually violent content. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
Facebook evacuated a mail facility near its Silicon Valley company headquarters Monday, after a package tested positive for the nerve agent sarin. The company said two people were being evacuated for possible exposure to the toxic compound. It said the two have not shown any symptoms of exposure, but they're being tested because they came into contact with that suspicious package. Authorities ordered the mail facility, which included four buildings in a park, under quarantine and conducted tests on the area. They later cleared three buildings and allowed employees working in them to return. The sudden summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arose out of their own common desire for perpetuating the illusion of denuclearization, even though their divergent definitions of denuclearization remain unchanged. That's according to experts. North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, on Monday hailed Sunday's summit at the inter-Korean border and reported the next step would be denuclearization with Washington, or talks with Washington, marking an about-face for Pyongyang. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today. Now.